400 bricks north of the mountain pass with the tragic Dr. Bryden made his escape some 200 years before. The ridge on which I fight suddenly turns the desert flat enough to permanently trick the eye. I am pre-sighted, still firing as when the ridge existed, the small clay house still there. Taliban gone, but snaps of bullets cackle from beneath the hut, a witch, a girl of dust and shrub mocks me there.
Cool, we got a nice jazz project here, Holding It Down, the Veterans Dream Project by Vijay Iyer and Mike Ladd, project leaders. Mike Ladd's performer, librettist, and MC, and many know Vijay Iyer. He's one of the top jazz pianists, but he's in a lot of different things, and this is one of them. We heard, so it's called Holding It Down, the Veterans Dream Project. We heard Brad Chester from North Carolina. We heard My Fire. There's 17 cuts on this album with 11 poets of today's veterans. And you got to catch Lynn's Poems from the Bronx. This is a really great record. Before we opened up with The Headhunters, we heard Watermelon Man, which is Herbie Hancock keys, Benny Maupin on reeds, Paul Jackson on the bottom there, Bill Summers on percussion, Harvey Mason on drums. And this is Pledge Week. Jazz does not come. Nobody wants to support it. Nobody will give it a funding. It's always nationally, even though it is American, an American treasure. And American art, one of the true American arts forms that had it together in the 1890s. It was, and a lot of it was here in Louisiana, too. So please pledge your support. You can't, unless you're a big city, you cannot have a jazz station. Mostly jazz is on public radio stations like KRVS. And we're at 88.7 FM. You can pledge online at krvs.org. And we're here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette at Cypress Lake Studios. And any amount will suffice You can get a offhand. There's a field bag. Java Brown, that's for $150. Cypress Lake for businesses and want that can hop in. It's $1,000. There are smaller ones, a dollar a week, and we'll give you a KRVS fan and a handkerchief. Our T-shirts are at $75, and installments are easy, $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month, you know. And ask your company if you have a matching gift, dollar for dollar. And there is also a simple way for UL faculty and staff that can donate through payroll deduction, so it's as simple as that. And we keep jazz alive here, all of its forms. New Orleans jazz, B3, Herbie Hancock's great band, the Headhunters, and new projects like this. How they fit into jazz, Fiji Ayer's on it, that's that. And these young poets of today's veterans are in it. And that's it. We're playing it, whether we can relate or not.
Wake up, look down at the left boot dog tag. Make sure it's there jingling around the neck. Black sounds is wrapped in black matte. Electrical tape will help.
This is Maurice from Brooklyn on patrol.
Dust, blink, stand up, left foot first, about to march. This is what we do. Step off, scan the rooftops, snipers, unexposed, scan the tree line, 5 to 10 meters apart, hand signals, smoke signals, radio speak, out in the open, turn the corner, breathe the aromatic scent of shit baked into the ground, fermenting with air, Paris Island, sandflies, DIs, primary marksmanship instructors.
Rattle, crackle, rat-a-tat-tat, kaboom. Swish, ting, clink, thud. Rattle, crackle, rat-a-tat-tat, kaboom. Swish, ting, clink, thud.
I look down at the vest. Pick only the alum. Leave the H-E-D-P. Find the slide. Thumb press. Slide it open. Insert here. Snap, click, and close. Pull the trigger and unleash the fake sun. Duck, look down, dog tag still there. Tear, click another, cordite in the air. Look around, clear the house.
Don't hurt the children.
New York is so far away. If you die, dog tag stuck between teeth. They will identify your body parts, legs, a foot. Chest expands, concussionary shake. Clear the jam, hide the corner. Move forward and see his face.
Look down, face down.
Left foot dog tag, lace wrapped in matte black electrical tape. Silence the jingle, calm is down. Flip the flare, quick react, an M240 golf speak. M249 small, AT4 M9mm K-bar. Combat knife, jacket, bayonet cavitations, internal bleeding, sucking chest wounds, lungs strained for air, collapsing under the pressure of home.
New York,
Texas,
brown camis,
New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut,
green camis,
Missouri, Michigan, going home.
Look down.
The left boot dog tag identifies what's left behind. Movie theaters,
Broadway plays,
concussion, sucking air from lungs. Filled with silica dust.
Breathe the sweet shit in the air.
Taste the diesel in the river water. Kill a sniper in the water tower. M2 more deuce. 1, 2, 3 rounds. I win. Purple headed explosive incendiary answers. Pink mist of bloodstains. 1, 2, 3. Look down. The left boot. Name, serial number, branch of service, tucked between the teeth of dead men. Between our teeth. Wake up. It's not a dream. Rattle, crackle, rat-a-tat-tat, kaboom, swish, ting, clink, thud. Rattle, crackle, rat-a-tat-tat, kaboom.
swish, ting, click, thud.
In the half home of our hotel, I can see the room, dimly lit, partly from the cheap desk lamp, partly from the fickle green zone street light that comes and goes as it pleases. A folded blanket still in plastic at their feet, their limbs make mountains from sheets, white valleys carry the space between them, impassable rivers of sex and distrust. Propped on his elbow, looking down at her head on the pillow, her lips as intriguing as all the languages that pass through. Arabic, Kurdish, English in 10 different accents. He has had so many questions over the months, and she the answers. How was she elegant in the middle of this pockmarked city full of roadside bombs? How in the field could her hair leave her hijab, making waves on her face, betraying the seas behind her pupils? They worked so hard, she could translate with her eyes and he would know. So why now? In the dry half-lived room, could he see nothing without use of force? How had the insurgents known their position at every bridge they were building, bunker or school? I understand you had no choice, he began. Soft and practiced, he had taken this burden because of their passion, which he now silenced to get the job done. He would use his hands, train in the elite halls and the Catskills, bloodied in the Hindu Kush. Now a contractor, a pusher of pens, pushes in on her eyelids, his tone still soft, trying to soothe stone. She never breaks.
I chose long ago. I screamed, I knew all along. I knew you were fucked, your country sick, that your facade of favors would fall on your chest and crush you in your sleep long after my death. As I reached for your K-bar, I told you you're useless, that all your efforts were scabs. I stabbed you and ran, left you in the room.
Pink cream walls, lifeblood and sand, fireproof curtains of moons and stars, canning his consciousness until he cannot climb out. Quickly out on the street with traffic and light to the back of the head, clean, no plastic ties or damaged pillows, none of the lies she made him see.
Everything was silent. And then Ma Rainey spread black news by way of the backwater blues. As Bessie Smith picked up on it and spread the word through music and song, and the message passed on to Chick Webb, King Oliver, Buddy Bolden, and Jelly Roll Morton. And they played the word and passed it along to Louis Armstrong, Fats Navarro, Charlie Ventura, Roy Erwich, and Fats Waller, who was known to holler, the joint is jumping with a fat man's joy, as everybody started stomping at the Savoy. Then the word grew strong as the immortal bird came along and blew all the blackness that was true with some bebop brand new, turning everybody on with his unforgettable horn. As Lester Young became the first pres of our race, and we turned around and dug on a beautiful face of Billie Holiday. As Billy began to sing praises to the black man's name, and the good brother Monk doing some funk so that the whole world could see what he is, was, and always will be, a genius creatively. And Miles began to set new styles and put us miles ahead, as Dizzy set us free to be ourselves and ride to heaven from hell in the latest Eldorado, coming for to carry us home. Dead Dana sang final as Duke and Ella rode to fame, going to Harlem on the A-train. And we tuned into Charlie Mingus' bass, setting a soulful pace that let us taste the down sound, and found our hearts beating to the voice and drums of Abby Lincoln and Max Roach in their hip approach to blackness. As Eddie Jefferson crooned an original tune, and Lambert Harrington Ross scattered a new cause, and we sampled King Pleasure's treasure and listened to James Moody's moans, and then dug the dynamite drums of brother Philly Joe Jones. As Milt Jackson played the vibes and leaps and strides with the MJQ that sped our prides into sophisticated funkiness. Meanwhile, Sonny Rollins was building a bridge for us to leave behind our grief, for the soulful relief to find our own black minds, to tune in on Bud Powell, who played the piano with funky hands as he filled the seats and made them stand on funky nights down Birdland. Then the Mighty Hawk made his horn talk, and we heard Baby Ray play What I Say, and Jam was set to Dig Ornette as Art Blakey broke free, spreading a message to you and me to dig on the trumpet of KD as we broadened our range and counted our change with Basie. As Earl Father Hines blew our minds, and we grew fonder of Errol Garner as Eddie Harris bent our ear talking about Listen Here, and Eric Dolphy made his sand with a side called Iron Man, and Gene Ammons told his soul, and we mined the hearts of silver that bought fucky gold. And Oscar Brown and Joe Williams got down, and we spun around, 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 and Doug Clifford Brown blowing a sweet funky sound of soul with a rhythm of gold, and along, 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 came train, who blew out all the pain, 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 in the name of all the black people on the planet Earth, and all the stars in the cosmic universe, as Brother Train blew to the east to destroy the beast and bring back peace to black people. And everybody heard the majestic word of Train's horn, telling us of a love supreme for black people that grew strong, and on, 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 from the soul, from the heart, from the spirit, from the brain, from the love of Brother John Coltrane. Then Jimmy Smith got funky with it and preached a sermon not to walk on the wild side, but ride with Wes Montgomery, who played his best every day in our life. As Shirley Scott's organ got hot, and she and Stanley set more funk free, as Ima Jamal played with renewed ability to give our minds some tranquility, so that we could listen to an in-soul depth Brother Archie Shep, as Jackie McLean broke on the scene, blowing mean and harder for everybody to listen to Betty Carter, as Sun Ra shine and Cannonball's horn whine. Mercy! 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 Mercy!
started piping it. We couldn't get enough of Brother Jack McDuff. As Freddie Hubbard began to bud, and we heard from Donald Byrd, and there'll be no others like the Aller Brothers. Then Wayne Shorter grew taller, and our ship left dock with Herbie Hancock, as we rolled with Lee Morgan and grooved on Richard Holmes' organ. And Dun Dug the soul of Art Tatum produced the sound that made him, as Rufus Hawley blew an old new type bagpipe and put the pants back on a man, and Nina Simone groaned Mississippi, goddamn. And Brother McCoy gave us peace and joy as Elton brought our Freedom Jones down on us. And Charles Lloyd filled the void, and we watched Roland Kirk work, and with a sigh of relief, listen to Yusef Lateef blowing a flow of flurries of peace from the east, as Pharaoh Saunders floated down the Nile with Brother Leon Thomas to herald the promise of peace and happiness throughout the land. All praises due to the creator of the black man.
The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side, Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And we just heard from Earl Turbington and Will Lee. Great album. We heard the cut up off of Brothers for Life, Upside Down Crescent, with Earl Turbington on alto, Will Lee on keys, James Singleton on bass, David Lee Jr. on drums, Curtis Pierre percussion. It says from some album notes that alto saxophonist, and these guys are both from New Orleans, alto saxophonist Earl Turbington and keyboardist Willie Lee moved into more adventurous territory than usual on this 1988 date. While each was experienced blues and R&B stylists, they had also maintained active jazz ties since the 50s. And although they'd only shown it in New Orleans clubs, you know, playing gigs, keeping the chops up, they cut loose often here, notably on The Rousing on this album, Nefedoris, and a cover of Think of One by Thelonious Monk. These are great just jazz players, but you can find them on a lot of things, and there's a guest pianist on this album, Wes Anderson, on a couple of these. Very, very good, very fine record for sure. And before that, we heard from The Last Poets from the album Chastisement. We heard Untitled, and you get a history of jazz right there. It's pretty good. That's going a little bit of ways back, but you know, I was young. I remember it. And then something a little bit newer, we heard Scott Kinsey with Matthew Garrison. I wanted to hear some Matthew Garrison. I had to play this. So this is the from the New Universe Music Festival 2010. So Scott Kinsey on keys, Matthew Garrison on bass, but he's doing all these things. He has a gig where he just is by himself doing Shapeshifter. So the Shapeshifter sonic elements are there. And Arto Tung Boyan Sien is on the vocals. And then Raji Baro is subbing for the drummer. And this band is called the Human Element. And we heard Sometimes I. And Matthew Garrison is just all over. He's just such a great bass player, musician, producer, and lives in the Brooklyn area. And then before that, we were back at Holding It Down, the Veterans Dream Project, with Vijay Iyer and Mike Ladd leading this project. And we heard from Dreams of a Ex-Ranger. This is William Newton from MA, and I heard Lynn come in too. Lynn's on a couple cuts, and we'll get some more of these. This is fine poetry and jazz music with a modern, you know, tempo to it kicked in. It's just great. I love it. And before that, we heard Maurice from Brooklyn. We heard On Patrol. Oh, this is just great. I'll send that out to every vet out there. That's just great, you know. Tell it. Just tell it, you know, and tell some poetry. Dig it, man. We love it here at Passport to Modern Jazz. And you can pledge online, too. If you got it, hey, any size is great. You're not going to be able to hear cuts like this. Nobody's going to feature this. Oh, no way. You won't hear, you know, French pop music that Val Broussard's always playing. Love that show. And then if you're online and you want to know anything about Cajun music, just listen all day on Sunday morning online. And you see some great shows, or early in the morning if you get up and you hear Pete Bergeron. And Saturday is the Zydeco show. Sunday night is incredible. Just such a good. I mean, I'm always and wonderment of Cecil's reggae show. It's just really good, really good. I don't know where he got the a couple of weeks ago. He got some great tracks live. They were so good. And a lot of people listen to that in a blues show on Friday, and just some of the shows that come out of this studio on a university campus of Louisiana at Lafayette. And there's some hardworking people here. They try and give the public we need classical and opera, but we want to keep it up. It's not just anything. People want to hear old and new. They want to hear all of it. And some of it we can get from online at NPR National, but you'll hear a lot of fine elements that Cecil really takes care of in the afternoon, too, in our regular opera show. So keep listening. If you can give something, give it online, krvs.org. And let's get back to the music. And we're going to hear from a favorite song. I can't not stop overplaying it. I've overplayed it and overplayed it, and then I try and break off from it. It's from the 80s. It's, in fact, 1980. ECM Records. Jack DeJohnette, the drummer on with everybody. He was on Bitches Brew. David Murray on tenor saxophone, bass clarinet. Arthur Bly on alto saxophone. And Peter Warren on bass and cello. This is recorded 1979 in New York. This is the Jack DeJohnette Special Edition Band, which is just great. And we're going to hear Zoot Suite. Check it out. I'm Djamba Gagne. Thank you. That'll be it for this hour. Peter Warren, what a great bass player. I guess he's still around or in New York. Latest thing is some blog spots from on Talk Bass from about 2010. Great bass player holding it down here. And we love that here. And I love that bass line. Jack DeJohnette tune. We're listening to Zoot Suite, Z-O-O-T, Suite. S-U-I-T-E from the first records by Special Edition. Oh, yeah. Talk about... Anyway, y'all, if you can give it up, please pledge online. Just Passport to Modern Jazz. See you in a little bit.